Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
You know I'm spending 3 weeks in Denver. Yes. And I've got to tell you, it's been so much fun exploring another city. I have a good friend who said to me, if you go to another city, even for a night, by yourself, don't sit in your hotel. Go do what you would do if you were there as a tourist, yeah. Or go to the best restaurant and sit by yourself. And so, well, of course, I have tons of friends in Denver and I'm enjoying catching up with them and I haven't seen them in a while. How amazing for me to get to live in a different downtown. And
Denver's got a very nice downtown.
Yeah, it was a little rough on entry with the altitude, mm-hmm. when you're my age and you have to fill your lungs a lot more. Do you know that it was so hard for the Grateful Dead that apparently Phil Kreutzmann, is that his name? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. One of them had an oxygen tank on during the concert this summer.
I believe it.
Luckily, my show is only an hour and there's water on stage, but but it's amazing. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is one of the leading theaters in the country. With all sorts of theaters, and my theater is a cabaret, which means you can drink during the show.
Boy. Nice. That means you can heckle. Be careful.
I like it when somebody's got a little bourbon under them, you know? It makes them easier on the laugh, or they're asleep and it's fine. Just stay asleep. Don't wake up in the middle with a big snore.
So you're doing Irma. What's the name of the show?
It's called Irma Bombeck at Wit's End.
We produced it here at Jiva
2 years in a row, and now Jiva is taking it on the road, which is frankly, it's the reason I'm so excited about bringing Jiva's talent, the direction of Mark Cuddy, the scenic design, all of the artistic talent of Jiva to another theater for other people to consider and for me to live in a different city.
Did they get a chunk of change for that?
Look at you.
I'm always looking for the commerce.
The producer.
You know what?
Art is commerce and commerce is art.
But it's not called show art. It's called show business.
That's right. And the important thing is people are buying tickets in droves because Irma's story is universal. And our hope is to bring it to other cities. I'm excited to live in places like Iowa and New Jersey.
Well, Des Moines, Iowa is one of the prettiest cities I've
ever
been to.
In fact, and they have amazing theater there.
Yes, so I'm from Des Moines.
We are working on it. Because the playwrights hail from Iowa.
Cool.
Yeah, so they're two journalists, twin sisters, and they lived in Iowa for a long time. So they are really excited to get it. We're working on lots of different theaters.
Yeah,
so all this success in
Denver.
You're
going to be a star.
I'm always a star in the best, most exciting places like Ohio.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm101.3.com.